from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfume oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. Hi, I'm Saul from Saskatoon, Canada. Today is Holy Monday, and the Gospel speaks about the anointing at Bethany. I just want to focus our reflection for today on the lavish gesture of Mary. She brought in a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard. The question is, what made Mary to do so? Some scholars say that Mary was the adulterous woman that the Pharisees wanted to condemn by stoning to death. But Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on, do not sin anymore." Or the woman with whom Jesus healed from 7 demons. Nonetheless, Mary here is a person with whom she received so much love from Jesus. And so she shows her love and gratitude to him in a lavish way. She reminds us that there is nothing too valuable to give to Jesus. He is worthy of everything that we have and are, because he first made us worthy of his life. She loved him because he loved her first. Maybe also she was the only one sensitive of the impending death of Jesus. As we know, the Pharisees are seeking how to kill him. So she demonstrated her lavish gesture of love and gratitude to Jesus at that moment, since they will not have him any longer. As we enter this Holy Week, we can reflect and contemplate on the great love Jesus has for us. What were those details of love that Jesus has shown to me? Maybe we can spend this Holy Week focusing on the great love of Jesus. What has he done for us? What has he gone through for us? For me, let us ask the grace to be like Mary, who was not afraid to show her love and gratitude to Jesus, who even wiped the perfumed oil with her hair, and she did not mind the cost of the perfumed oil, because Jesus is worthy of everything. Maybe we can ask ourselves in a personal way, what is this costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard that I can give to Jesus as a response of love and gratitude to his great love for me? What is this costly perfumed oil that I can put on the feet of Jesus and use for his anointing? What I consider to be my costly perfumed oil is my will and freedom to do not what I want, but what Jesus wants me to do. This is something I struggle with because I still believe that I am right all the time. I know more, but through circumstances in life made me realize that there is more to learn and I am not right always. And yes, I do make mistakes. However, my will and freedom are something that still need to be aligned to the will and freedom of Jesus, which is my constant adventure and learning experience. I go through humiliations because of my pride, yet His love and mercy on me enables me to stand up again and to continue the journey in life. Also, maybe we can spend this Holy Week in generosity like Mary, who took advantage of the moment to show love to Jesus. Maybe we can name, who are these poor around me? Who are these people that need my love, attention, forgiveness, genuine friendship? I invite you to show generosity in the opportunities we may have in helping others and not let the opportunities pass. Let us ask the grace of never delaying what we can do for Jesus in our brothers and sisters whom we meet in our daily lives. For in as much as we do to them, we do also to Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.